You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is 8:03. We are the morning shift. My name is Mike. That's Allie. That's Bo. That's Dylon. Squidbilly, as you might know him. I had to explain the Squidbilly terminology to Terry Fontenot on Tuesday when Terry joined us. Yeah, Terry's like, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
That was interesting.
Did you say Squidbilly?
Worked your entire career, worked with the Falcons for years, and then have to explain to the general manager why you're called Squidbilly.
I love that, man.
I love it.
Well, I think Thomas knew. Probably Thomas Dimitrov, who obviously was former GM of the Falcons before. I don't think Terry'd ever heard that because Terry and I's interactions are normally on the plane or hotel or, you know, I guess at camp, yeah, but not like it's normally business. Like, it's like, hey, I saw him outside in Miami last year, right?
Yeah.
That was before we signed Judon and I think Simmons too. Did Simmons get signed before Judon? I can't remember. Anyways,
I want to say no, because I feel like Simmons was signed like a week before the season started.
No, I think that's because Judon was traded for right before we went to Baltimore. I remember that.
Yeah.
But anyways, I just ran to him outside the hotel and we talked for like 10 minutes about some of the, you know, some of the things that the moves that happened in Austin. That was it. And then I went one way and he went the other and it was just like, I didn't be like, hey, what's up? Squidbilly here. Hey, America.
On this same topic, and we're going to get the wake-up call in about 2 minutes. On this same topic, I do want to tell people really quick, just give a backstory, because we haven't updated this in a while, why you say stay cool Atlanta every time we sign off on the show.
Geez. Yes.
Here's the story. Here's the problem.
You mind if I tell a story?
No. No, because...
You don't mind. Okay, great.
No, I do mind because you twist the story. You don't tell it right.
No, that's just not true. What happened was we were leaving training camp, day one of training camp, and we were walking to our cars around a lot of fans. There was a fan leaving. They were in their car, and they just happened to recognize the group of us that were leaving at the same time. And he rolled his window down, and he said, hey, it's the morning shift. Love you guys' show. Listen every single morning. And Bo turned around, double pistol fingers, pointed at him.
That's not true.
We're actually, you know, double pistol, we're like one's kind of ahead of the other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they're not actually at the same distance away from his body. His right hand was like a full hand out. And he goes, hey, man, stay cool. And it was, I couldn't believe it. I was dumbfounded over the next 100 yards of my walk. And I was like, did you just tell me to stay cool?
Here's what really happened. Remember Tuesday? Remember how hot it was Tuesday?
Yes.
I mean, just ridiculous hot. And it was literally that type of day.
Okay.
And we were walking in the grass right there, you know, basically the road that you go down to get our parking thing. We were walking
right
in the grass.
Across the street from the entrance of the
facility. Yeah, and this guy was like, morning chef, blah, blah. And I was like, and he was like, Squid Nation, I love you. I'm your biggest fan. I was like, yeah, I know. And
I know.
He was like, and then he
humble.
He was like, man, I love y'all. And we were like, yeah, man. And so I was like, hey, stay cool out there. Because
it's not what happened.
Because it's warm. It's like the hottest
you did
day
not,
ever.
You're going to say, you really are going to try to tell me you said out there. Stay cool out there.
I don't know if out there was that. That's how I remember.
Look at
it.
The look on his face. He knows he's guilty. As a matter of fact, he might need a wake-up call. How about that?
I think he does need a wake-up call. What I love is that gentleman who rolled down his window probably went home and was like, hey, guys, I saw Squidbilly today. He told me, stay cool.
Stay cool.
Yeah, well.
Did the finger, pew, guys.
Pew, 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 but then he also said, I also told him that I was his biggest fan.
Yeah.
And he probably said, I should have got his autograph. Yeah. And you should have, sir. No. Anyways, Wake Up Call is brought to you by Orchard, the smarter, faster, hassle-free way to buy and sell your home.
It is time for the Wake Up Call, 404-726-0929.
I was in the bathroom.
If you did not realize that Orchard was part of this broadcast, you now do. So there you go. Double love for Orchard on the way in to the Wake Up Call, man.
That's my company,
If you want to talk about the brave moves at the trade deadline, or lack thereof, and whether or not it was fair or foul moving forward, the fact that Marcelo Ozuna and others are still a part of this roster, then you can feel free to weigh in right now. 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift. We'll get you guys comments and concerns and questions all over the broadcast. Let's go out to the phone lines right now. Let's go talk to our buddy Chris from College Park. Chris, what's going on, my friend? Long time no talk. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, I appreciate that, Mike. And this is so apropos that you guys have been talking about Squid Billy, because as I've told you in the past, grab your barf bag, and this also applies to you, Allie. I used to tell Leadfoot Blackman the same thing, your predecessor, because we're about to throw flowers to the leader of Squid Nation.
Ding, ding, round one. Here we go.
Round one. How you doing, fearless leader?
I'm good, sir.
And let me just tell everybody that, especially those hecklers from the Hill, this is the man who was on John Fricke's show this Saturday dropping Falcons knowledge.
Yeah.
This is the man who earlier this week on Dukes and Bell, Mike Bell, was once again, as he periodically does, tells the story of how Squid Billy got his nickname, the show.
All right, all right, all right. Chris, do you have a point here? Is there a point in all
preach,
this mess?
Chris, preach.
And then I'll wrap it up because Mike is about to grab his barf bag.
Yes.
Last night, Turtle, who's doing a great job, referenced Squid Billy and was like, I don't care if Squid is mad, how I feel about Ronald Acuna. He shouldn't be playing. So I just want to wrap it up so people can get to some other, you guys can get to some other phone calls. I just wonder when the day this will change from 92.9 The Game to 92.9 The Squid. Hashtag Squid Nation. Hashtag Squid. Y'all be good.
Thanks, man.
How much do he pay you?
I don't play Chris at all. He's long time. He's
you
long time.
Remember, this was a house that Squid Billy built.
Yeah. I think what you just learned from Chris, if you couldn't follow that, I don't know how you couldn't, but if you couldn't, probably means you're in Mice Mafia. But what he's saying is I live rent free in all y'all's heads. All right, everybody, I make a footprint and an impact on every show on this radio station because it's 92.9 The Squid.
Who else we got?
You do leave an impact on a lot of people. Let's just leave it at that. Hey, let's go back to the phone lines, 404-726-0929. Let's welcome in our buddy Dan over in Decatur. Dan, you're on the morning shift. What's going on, my friend?
Mafia!
Sir,
what's happening?
Friday!
What's happening, y'all? First things first, I don't know what everybody expects when the Liberty Media Group owns the Braves. Mm. Let's start there.
Mm.
Ain't too much going on with that. I mean, and then correct me if I'm wrong, I remember the Hawks used to be owned by some type of group. I don't remember if it's the Atlanta Spirit Group
or
whatever.
Spirit.
So there wasn't much going on then.
Yeah, that's
there it is. So there wasn't much going on then. So when these teams are owned by these groups, y'all can just understand there's a bunch of people that don't know nothing about sports, that don't know nothing about nothing. Two, I'm controlling the doggone ox. I'm controlling the ox. We just had this conversation in our coach's chat a couple of days ago. Who's controlling ox this weekend for the game? Me. Because last week, somebody played jump around. These damn kids don't know nothing about no Cypress Hill. Come on, man. What are y'all doing? What are we doing, man? But, hey, man, I just want to send a shout out to my boys this weekend. We got three games this weekend. We'll be in Eagles Landing for two games Saturday, and the same on Sunday. We got one on Sunday, man. So shout out to my boys, 4477U Bulls.
There it is.
BTA this weekend. Shout out to the morning shift. I love y'all, man.
Thanks,
have a great day.
Appreciate you, man.
Good luck to y'all this weekend. 7U, man. That's like herding cats when you're coaching. 7U.
It'd be so
football,
fun, though.
Man. That's a job for a godly man, if you will. So I appreciate the phone call. Herding cats, to say the least. Herding cats doing high school football or college football. I can't imagine 7U, man. That's a whole different level. All right, let's speaking of staying cool, let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's talk to Tinker from Kennesaw. Tinker is out there doing the Lord's work as well, helping people stay cool. Tink, what's going on, man?
Man, well, I'm trying to get there, but I'm behind all these parents that are too scared to let their kids ride the bus. Get out the way!
The second person I've heard screaming about
traffic. They're taking the school bus, and they still, you know, get in the car, I'll take you. get in everybody's way, and then they pull in left back into the neighborhood.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Anyway, my blood pressure's up.
Yeah.
But, oh, by the way, I can't believe you really killed someone, man. That's funny.
He did.
That's totally not true.
Okay, you can argue whether or not you said stay cool out there or just stay cool Atlanta, but you definitely gave him the double pistols.
I did not give him the double pistols. I did not.
On the jersey violations, when I was a season ticket holder, we did some real serious tailgating.
Yeah.
I would see people wearing the jersey of a team that was kicking off at the same time, but they were at the Falcons games. And the biggest violators? Cowboys fans.
Wow. Appreciate the phone call, Tink. I think we lost Tink right there. Is that like just an Atlanta thing, you think? Is that just an Atlanta thing? How often are you going? And I guess Dylan's been to more Eagles games than anything, so he can kind of answer this question here recently. But how often do you go to like an Eagles game and see, you wouldn't see like a Falcons jersey as an Eagles game?
That's no, like, unless they were,
not that heavy.
Unless they were playing the Falcons, and because I am a Falcons fan and I went to Falcons Eagles last year because, again, I am a Falcons fan. I did see Falcons jerseys then.
Did you wear a Falcons jersey?
I did. And there's Frodo, proof.
He's pretty brave.
No, he did. I was going to say, wasn't it like a Dion?
Yeah, it was a throwback Dion, the red one.
Yeah, so honestly, I don't know if that counts.
That's a nice jersey. I like that.
It is a nice jersey, but hold on, hear me out. I don't know if it counts because I think they probably were like, oh, look at this guy wearing just a Dion, because Dion kind of transcends. Yeah, I don't think a lot of
like Jordan, maybe.
I'm not going to pull credit from him. Nationally, or is he doing Eagles game?
Nationally, I don't think a lot of people can like really remember Dion as a Falcon. They remember him as a Cowboy probably more than anything. So
to answer your question,
was even more dangerous.
Yeah.
I will say we went to Wrigley to see Dansby playing with the Cubs. Grant nor myself wore like a Braves jersey or anything. Like nothing. Just wore normal
clothes. Who were they playing?
I don't remember, Mike.
Yeah.
We went to see Dansby. I saw Dansby.
to answer your question,
years ago.
Two real quick, Mike. When I have gone to other Eagles games, I wasn't Eagles Falcons. I really only see Eagles and like the opposing team now. You will get the occasional, like, it's very slim. You might see one or two people that are in a Cowboys jersey just because they're trolling.
I was going to say that.
But mostly, you either see, when I go to Eagles games, I've mostly seen Eagles and then whoever they're playing.
Yeah, here's your Cowboys fan wake-up call. And I feel like, I don't even know this to be true. I just feel like Cowboys fans have got to be the biggest violators on this.
They've got to
be the group that wears the jersey and wants everybody to know that they're Cowboys fans at a, let's just call it a Chargers-Falcons tailgate.
Well, you know what I mean? They are one of the larger fan bases.
I think Dallas in the preseason. Ding.
I think Steelers. You can't ding yourself. I think Steelers fans are in the same light. I think they'll do that as well because there's so many of them. They travel well and they're everywhere. They feel like they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
I agree.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. And coming up, we will welcome in our Braves insider and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley, to talk about the silence that was the Braves trade deadline yesterday. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
The Odyssey.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yep.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift on a Friday. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan and Dylan hanging out behind the glass. We're about to welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's very own Braves insider and reporter and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley. And our conversation with Grant is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today. Grant, welcome in. Not going to lie, I expected to have more trade news to talk about with you today, but here we are.
Yes, here we are with a lot of trade news to talk about if you like Major League Baseball, and very little to talk about if you're expecting much from the Braves in terms of, I guess, moving some contracts is probably where we're going to start. So I'll go ahead and throw it out there on the table.
I just want to know, did you expect that we would have more to talk about today? I think you probably did, but any you know, are you shocked? Maybe shock's not the word. Are you surprised that we don't have more to talk about today?
Yeah, shock's definitely not the word, but surprised, that may even be a little bit strong. I was kind of thinking, well, how could they not? And I think a lot of people probably felt that way in terms of making a couple of trades. I said, I don't know, posted on social media about this time yesterday, hey, it's trade deadline day, not the one that the Braves wanted. I still expect them to make two trades. And, of course, I opened the forum up for what people wanted to see. I got a lot of feedback of what the expectations were, good, bad, and indifferent. And then we proceeded to watch the seconds and minutes and hours tick by, and nothing really happened for the Braves. They made a flurry of moves leading up to the day of the deadline, you know, necessary moves, really, on the roster. But Marcell Ozuna, Raisel Iglesias, still in Braves uniforms. And even hearing from Alex Anthopoulos yesterday, it just seems like there's a lot just tied up here in what has been a disappointing season. And this is just kind of the latest in, I don't know if it's to be expected, chapter. But if it can't go wrong for the Braves this year, it seems to have somehow gone wrong.
Speaking of going wrong, Grant, I've been wanting to kind of get your take on this. I mean, I am hearing the hot takes about Ronald Acuna Jr. needs to sit out the rest of the year, maybe never even play again unless it's a playoff opportunity. You know, just sit him on the bench and keep him in a bubble.
Here we go.
But how dumb would this organization look if Ronald Acuna Jr. gets healthy, wants to come back, they sit him because they want to keep him ready for 26th, and then we all get to watch his highlights when he plays in the Venezuelan Winter League during the winter.
A little bit of a loaded question.
Well, let me put the Winter League aside and ask you this. If Ronald Acuna Jr. is healthy and ready to play in, let's just say, 3 weeks, find me the precedent in the sport of baseball, just for starters. We don't have to go outside of baseball, though I know everybody right now wants to point at the NBA and say, look, there's been Achilles injuries. You can't take any chances whatsoever with this guy. Got to wrap him up and, you know, keep him on the sidelines for his own good and for the future. Find me the player that was healthy and just voluntarily or involuntarily was forced to sit out for the better part of a month, 6 weeks, whatever it would be. Alex said this yesterday, too, and I don't disagree with this. If there was a week left in the season, there may not be quite the push to say, oh, we got to get Ronald back on the field. But there are 2 months left. So, you know, players, it's in the name right there, they play the sport. So if he is healthy, he's going to go out there and play. And it, no small thing, if the players' union gets a whiff of, wait, this guy's healthy and they're just sitting him on the IL and not letting him play, you want to talk about something, you know, a Pandora's box you don't want to open, that would probably be on my short list of it. So I get it. I understand. And, you know, the old phrase from a few years ago, the abundance of caution, but that's just not how this works. And that's just not how life works, because as much as you want to, you know, put him off to the side or not have him play, or, hey, this pitcher doesn't need to come back this year, he doesn't need to pitch, every time a player goes on the field, there's a possibility he can get hurt. You'll never completely manage away from it, but I guess you kind of get into where people are dug in on the nuance of the conversation about trying to avoid what they believe is inevitable, and that ultimately is, I think, a personal thing.
Okay. Now, to that point, though, can they ask him not to play in Winter League? Because, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot or put you out, but I feel like all that, to me, this conversation is so flawed about what we're having with him not playing, because the real concern for the organization of for the player and for the fans for the player to see him is the fact that if he goes and plays in Winter League when you would like to see him just train and kind of take it easy and not risk himself.
I mean, Ronald hasn't gone into an offseason, in my eyes, where it's looked like he's just taking it easy. This guy works out incredibly hard. I mean, obviously, he's had to spend a couple of winters rehabbing, which is not what you want to do, but he's done it. And every time he's come back, I feel like he's done it in the best possible way. And the Winter League thing is meaningful for him. Will he play every single year? I don't know. Does he want to play, though? I think the answer to that is probably going to be yes, at least for the short term. I don't know if the Winter League thing is really, you know, something that needs to be, you know, figured out right now, but there is that possibility, and there would be a certain amount of optics of, well, we didn't have him play the major league games, for which he is being handsomely paid, but he's going to go play in the winter league ball to have some fun. I mean, I don't know where one argument ends and the other begins. It would be just so hopelessly wrapped up inside each other. But bottom line is, I mean, you have to manage reasonably these players through the season. The injuries are part of it. But if somebody is healthy enough to play, I just don't see the case to be made that for weeks and weeks or a month or more, they just need to sit because you want them to look at next year. And let me throw this out there just as another fun, another little grenade I'm just going to roll into the tent. What happens on the flip side of this coin when a player decides, well, Ronald didn't have to play, and I think this season's lost, so I don't think I need to play for the final 6 weeks. And then you end up with that whole thing. And don't tell me it won't happen, because I promise you that it will, because there's all kinds of whataboutism that goes on with these kinds of things. But what would the fan response be to a player saying, yeah, I just don't see the point of me going out there for the final 7 weeks, so I'm just going to take it on to the house and collect my check because I'm operating with an abundance of caution.
Yeah, that would not be received very well. We are joined by our Braves insider, Grant McCauley, on the morning shift. Speaking of the season, at this point, we kind of know how this season is going to go. So how is this team going to recalibrate for 2026, or am I jumping too far ahead?
No, and that's the question I really had for Alex in yesterday's media availability. It was about 30 minutes of, trying to parse through the lack of moves to the deadline without really being able to get into specifics or know names and offers and conversations. I'm sure they had a lot of those. And he was saying, look, and his answer to my question was, I view the trade deadline as our offseason starts now. I mean, obviously they are where they are. Their record is what it is. They needed to start having, substantive conversations about what the winter could look like and what kind of deals. And he said that this is an environment where everybody asks about virtually everyone. And all those conversations are welcome. Nobody gets offended because it's, all right, I got to ask, what would it take to do X, Y, Z? And some of those talks have in the past, I know specifically I can tell you with Joe Jimenez, the Braves wanted him at a trade deadline, didn't get him, then they got him in the winter. So this can lead to something. Will it lead to all of the moves that the Braves need to make over the winter? Probably not. But they are going to have to, I think, recalibrate things from a roster construction standpoint, a depth standpoint. The leadership standpoint is obviously a question with the future of Brian Snitker. Not decided, at least not publicly, in terms of whether or not he'll be back next year and what the coaching staff will look like next year. And really, I think just looking through it, everything should be on the table. I've been saying this since last Sunday on From the Diamond. I said it to Dukes and Bell last night. There just needs to be a lot of conversation going on about how to get this team back on the track that it needs to be on and stay on. You can't stop the injuries completely. Can you look at maybe some different training methods and whatnot? Sure, and you should talk about that too. And I'm not saying that to be offensive or blame every injury on the training staff, because that would be silly. But there needs to be a conversation about virtually everything for this club to really get back to the root of what it sets out to be every single year, because they didn't meet their expectations, and they certainly weren't able to meet the expectations of a fan base that has come to see this club as one that should be in that field in October and doing big things in October. And it's been a while since that happened.
There you have it. Grant McCauley blames training staff. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, Grant. I'm kidding. I know
you're throwing grenades in there.
Hey, real quick for me, Grant. What about, and I just, this is such a hard question for you to answer, but has Ozuna hurt his value as a free agent with an injury and then the production lacking to the point where maybe he could be a cheaper bench bat for this team, or maybe DH, where they could rotate him in with the catching duo kind of thing in the DH next year? Or is that just too – is it so early to tell that it's not even something you could answer?
I think it's cost dependent. And secondly, which maybe the first part of your question actually is, what kind of surgery will he need to have for this, and how will that impact him in 2026? I think that question probably has to be answered. I mean, Marcel has had a roller coaster of a time with the Braves, but his ability to overcome both the things that he dealt with off the field and the lack of performance on the field and become, by all accounts, a very well-respected and loved teammate for this club. And oh, by the way, a guy that put up some monster numbers the last 2 years. I mean, there's a case to be made for it, but it also, could it be cost prohibitive? Like, do you want to spend too much money on a DH who's not DHing every day while you're also trying to rotate and get value from the bat that you've got in Drake Baldwin and Sean Murphy? Do you want to start thinking about, all right, well, we want to manage Ronald Acuna Jr.'s workload a little bit. Let's have him DH a couple times a week, have the catchers DH the rest of the time, and rotate their starts behind the plate, because the catchers, they're not going to both play 162 games between catcher and DH. That's just, that's untenable. You can't do that. You can't put catchers through that. So that's kind of the way I look at it is, if there's a spot and it made sense and the money was right and the fit was right, perhaps. I wouldn't rule anything out at this point, because those big conversations I was talking about, they haven't had any of them yet. So I guess they've got to kind of sort out what they want and what they need. But yeah, I mean, this is a club that we can look at it. They're what, 20th, 19th, 20th in the league in runs scored. They need to figure out this offense. They've need to figure it out for a couple of years, and that's probably going to be at or near the top of the list for what the Braves have got to get right for 26.
Speaking of figuring out this offense and figuring out other things with his team, I don't want to let the people go right now, and you, Grant, being on the phone without having a slight announcement here, and that is to let the people know that you're going to be joining me a week from today and throughout the season on the Falcons Radio Network for the post game, my friend. I know you didn't even know that was coming. You're like, where's this guy going with this? But I did get the okay from the higher-ups to let people know that you're going to be part of the Falcons post game broadcast and halftime. We're going to be excited to have you, Grant McCall.
All right. Yeah. Well, very cool. I'm very excited about that as well. I wasn't sure what our time frame was. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Wasn't sure what our time frame was for announcing everything, but I'm thrilled to, you know, have the opportunity to jump in and join you guys and, you know, get on the ride for what we hope is going to be a fun season. So looking forward to it. And it's a week from today. So got to roll up the sleeves, got to do some reading, and got to be ready to bring the A game, as they say. And it's preseason for us too, though, right? For the first few weeks.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I say.
You better bring your stats and knowledge, Grant, because this is you're in my dojo now. You're in my dojo. Okay.
Hey, Grant, what are you working on for From the Diamond this weekend?
Well, we're going to try to unpack the trade deadline, which across Major League Baseball was wild. It was all over the place. I think the discussion about how the Braves sat on the relievers that they had without being able to get much for them when it seemed like a lot of other relievers were fetching a pretty good prize, that's a discussion. You'll hear a lot from Alex Anthopoulos. I've got Scott Braun of Foul Territory joining me to break down the MLB side. I've got my buddy Brad Rowland from Hammer Territory joining me to talk about the Braves side and kind of forecast what the next couple of months will be for this Atlanta team. It's From the Diamond 5 to 7 on Sunday here on 92.9 The Game, wherever you get your podcast, and on the Odyssey app.
Awesome. Thanks, Grant.
Rise up, Grant.
Thanks, everyone. Yep, rise up.
That is Grant McCauley, 92.9 The Game's Braves insider host of From the Diamond. And now, post-game show host as well.
Halftime and post-game. Yeah. Don't forget halftime.
Okay,
put
okay.
Put some respect on that man's name.
I just know there's another day he's going to be missing from the McCauley homes.
You know what I mean? I can't wait to, you know, he throws out dumb ideas like I do with the Braves all the time. I mean, just be like, you know what, man? That's not a good idea. Yeah. I'm just kidding. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Coming up, we're going to go back to Falcons training camp. So much coming out of yesterday that we got to talk about. And we've got a life of squid.
A hold in now wants to be traded. Morning Shift, Sports Show, 99 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, on a Friday, we are the morning shift with myself, Allie Mack, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and Dylan Matthews behind the glass. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. And look, we're going to call an audible on the show because we've got a superstar on the line. The
hot route. Hot route.
Seriously.
Red 7.
The mayor of Rome, Georgia, part of the Steakhouse and Dogs HQ, Rusty Mansell, is joining us live from Athens this morning. Rusty, thanks for joining us last minute. How is the energy out there in Athens this morning?
Well, I was here yesterday, but the energy kind of got sucked out of the building when I found out that Bo gave a double Fonzie to some of y'all's fans and told them to stay cool.
First off, that
like,
was,
what are we doing?
That was years
my
ago.
Man gave him a double Fonzie, like, stay cool?
No, that's not what happened. It was years ago. It was a hot
goodness,
day.
Man.
Man,
dude,
that's
just
good stuff.
Dude just sucked the complete air out of Sanford Stadium when I drove by and heard that this morning. But thanks for having us, man. It's going to be a big show today. This place is packed, and me and Drew Butler called in a few favors, and we got some heavy hitters hitting the show here in a couple hours.
Yeah, tell us more about who you've got. Obviously, you know, Kirby Smart being the headliner, but a lot of cool names.
Yeah, I got Josh Brooks, UGA athletic director. Be interested in him. You know, the concert's the big question. Everybody wants to know, so I'm sure he can't say who. But supposedly deal's done, and when they announce it, so next April, they're going to have a big concert in Sanford Stadium. I would imagine it's got to be somebody that can draw 92,000. So we'll see there. For me, the football nerd side of me, Drew Bobo's coming in. This is a guy that, you know, he played. He had to come in last year and play for Jared Wilson, and I think he kind of surprised everybody how athletic he was, how good he was, excited for him to take over. Sandra's not excited about this one, but K.J. Bolden is going to be in the house, and this is the former five-star number one player in the state of Georgia for the class of 2024. Listen, maybe Kirby's not listening. This guy's an NFL first-rounder. He started last year for Georgia, I believe 14 games, and he's a great kid. I can't wait. I think this is his first interview ever. I can't wait for people to hear. Yeah, so we're making history today, but listen, I've known this kid since he was a ninth grader at Buford High School. Great kid. I can't wait for everybody to kind of hear him and talk about his first year at Georgia. And now, you know, as you come into a second year, you know, he's getting a lot of All-American talk, a lot of All-SEC talk. You know, what is his expectations and what did he learn as a freshman at Georgia?
Rusty, you know, Kirby, I know you were up there yesterday covering the first day. I saw your tweets. I tried to retweet some of them. Kirby talked about the quarterbacks with Puglisi and Stockton. I know he would never do it, but he kind of made it sound like he might even be open to having both guys play at parts. But to the Stockton thing, it does seem like they want to make the quarterback an extension of the running game more than it has been in the past. And they're almost – kind of hoping that'll kickstart the run game because it was not very good last year.
Yeah, you know, they got the I butcher his name, and I promise you this is the last day I'll do it. They got the Jacksonville Jaguars offensive line coach. He is now a quality control assistant here. He came here. He wants to see what college is like. He's going to spend a year at Georgia. He's implementing some of the stuff they ran. They bring back John Lilly, who's been in the NFL. He's implementing some of the stuff they had. I think what I took from that conversation yesterday is someone asked Kirby about the run game and some of the new schemes and some of the guys in the building is giving their own opinion. Kirby turned and said, we got a quarterback that can do some different things. And it didn't take long for that to click and go, you know what, Gunnar Stockton with his legs, that's pretty much what he was saying there.
Joined by Rusty Manziel, they're live from Grindhouse Killer Burgers over there in Athens, Georgia. They'll be, like he talked about, joined by Kirby, Josh Brooks, and a number of different players later on in today's show and the Steakhouse, which starts in about 15 minutes. But Rusty, one of the conversations we've been having all week about the Georgia program as they've kicked off training camp is the schedule. And we've talked about rank and schedule, how difficult, how tough. I kind of zoomed in a little bit more and asked the question, like, what's the toughest game on Georgia's schedule? They do seemingly get a nice draw in terms of home and away opponents. Yeah. But there's a lot of back and forth about, you know, Tennessee could be decent. Obviously, Bama coming to town, Texas coming to town. You lost to Ole Miss last year. What do you think is the toughest game on Georgia's schedule this year?
They've got some tough ones, but, Mike, I'm pretty sure you'll agree with me. They're going to Jordan-Hare, and that thing's kicking off at 8. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something now. That game right there, and Auburn has a bye week going into that game. I don't know there's many places that they're unhinged like Jordan-Hare at night. They haven't, you know, the success Kirby's had against Auburn. I mean, that place early in the year, I mean, that game right there, if I'm Georgia, that one worries me. Obviously, the Alabama game is something you talk about with the 1-6 record there. And, you know, going to Tennessee at 3:30, I think they caught a break there, and you get a new quarterback, you know, catch them early, maybe. That's your best case scenario. It's always going to be tough there in Neyland. But I was thinking if Neyland was at 8 o'clock, that place would be crazy too. Ooh. So. But I'm telling you, man, the Auburn game, as you start looking at it early in the year and going there, you'll have your hands full.
Wow, didn't expect that one.
Yeah, is Johnny got you any of those milkshakes yet, Rusty? They got those vodka milkshakes, man. I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, they get there. We're getting ready to. Me and State can pull in here and get a little closer to the bar. So we're about. You know us. You know me and State. We'll have an after meeting. We will have an after meeting.
Do you know how many milkshakes it would take to catch a buzz off a box of milkshake?
About 15,000 calories worth.
Steak. It wasn't about getting a buzz. I'm not Mike Bell. I was talking about the fact that it just tastes so good. It's a phenomenal flavor with a little vodka in there.
Sorry, I don't know. I'm used to listen. When I ran a radio station, if you weren't half drunk on the air, you weren't allowed on.
I know.
You had to register on the breathalyzer. You got to go back to the parking lot.
If we had an on-air guy that was refusing to drink on the air, we said you can't get the job.
That was called secretary.
Trust me, I worked at that radio station. I know what it was like behind the scenes and on them. So.
Speaking of behind the scenes, before we let you guys go, I'm curious from Steak's perspective. Steak, what's the first question for Kirby Smart? I know you got one locked in the chamber, man. You're ready to roll.
You know, usually when we sit down with Kirby after the summer, it is what's the most fun thing you got to do all summer with your family? Or also, you know, he's a big Little League dad. We're not past the Little League. But, like, they just did 6 days, didn't they, Rusty, at a tournament?
Yeah, it was in Mississippi. I'll tell you this. You know, we start talking about the Braves and stuff. This dude is diehard. I guarantee the guy watched the Braves last night when he got home. Like, this dude is diehard Braves. He's pissed off about the bullpen. He can't do nothing about it. He's tight with Snicker. They're real close. So this guy's a huge baseball. I don't know if people realize he's a huge baseball. But he also his son's playing, as Steak said. So he spent 6 days in Mississippi. And first thing I asked him was, you better play. You got that damn armband? You better have paid that gate pass.
He says he did.
Yeah, South I'm just Haven. Curious if he can watch. What kind of a sports dad is he? How nervous does he get? How does he compare one of his kids pitching in a Little League World Series to watching, you know, the third quarter of a game against Auburn? So that's probably something along those lines. I mean, it's very loose because it's still the start of camp. So, I mean, obviously we're going to talk about players that are coming up and all those new players he talked about yesterday. So that'll be a big part of it. Beauty of being in Athens, though, is we're right around the corner from where he lives and from the training facility. So it's a different kind of Kirby Smart that we get here at Grindhouse.
All right, Steak. You got 2 hours. We're going to finish up us, all right?
2 hours. Yeah. Well, now you're Mike Bell. Now you're pulling Mike Bell.
Hey.
He learned from you, Steak.
I learned from a guy that used to run a radio station. Had to cut people off.
That's enough.
Oh, man.
Appreciate you guys.
You guys enjoy it, man.
Thank y'all.
All right, that is them. And Steakhouse starting at 9 o'clock. Kirby Smart, Josh Brooks, KJ Bolden, I mean, Mike Bobo. So that'll all be coming at 9 o'clock. But first, you have a Life of Squid. Told you. Little Baron Burton's W Sauce going on a London broil for me this weekend. Gonna do that. Gonna smoke it and sear it on the big green egg. I'll do all of that with a Owl and Lager in my hand from New Realm Brewing. Official beer, Kennesaw State Athletics. All right, Terry McLaurin has been a holdout. Then he was a hold in.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's a trade me now. And that's from
the hokey pokey with training camp, right?
Yeah, that's from.
And you, that's from all around.
Multiple reports, and it's been confirmed by some like that Mike Florio guy. I'm not a very big fan of. Look. This is, again, I've told you this is weird to me because I feel like this is a year that the Washington can go grab one. And, I mean, what a ring. I think they could have a chance. They haven't had to pay Jaden Daniels yet. This is the time they should pay Terry McLaurin. But apparently these negotiations have gone nowhere. They're not in a good place. And now he wants to be out of there. So it's very interesting to me that this is the win after being the best player on a bad team. And I understand wanting to get paid. Don't get me wrong. But to just be, you know, it sounds like they're leagues apart, and I don't understand how.
Yeah. I mean, I don't either. And I keep getting questions about where Terry McLaurin could land and what exactly he wants and this and that. I kind of said it tongue-in-cheek earlier in the week. He is 30 years old, so he's not. It's not like this young guy going on his, you know, first major deal. But he's a guy that's still got a lot of ball left in him, man, and he is a very good player. And when you look at the situation, like you talked about, the Washington Commanders find themselves in right now, I feel like he's got the cards in his hand. I feel like when you look at Jaden Daniels' contract and the window being open or the window being closed and what you expect of this offense and the fact that Jaden Daniels is still going into his second year, it's like yeah, man, might want to have Terry McLaurin on the field. I don't know. I don't know much about windows and things like that, but it seems like a guy that you want to be involved in this process.
Yeah, it's just weird. It really helps set the offense. I know they got Debo, but I don't know how much I trust Debo Samuel right now, health-wise. I think that's fair. Supposedly he looks good, but he also got a little heavy in San Francisco.
He was thick, man.
And two C's thick. Some seem to think that was kind of part of his health. I'm not saying that. I mean,
I don't know.
I'm just saying that's what some say.
If that's the case, then you got to point to like eight other players in San Francisco because every single one of them has been dinged up for the last couple of years.
Yeah. Well, yes, but no. I mean, Christian McCaffrey doesn't look. He looks like he always looks like a little shredder.
No, I know that's my point. That's what Debo. You get hurt. Like I'm not going to point to his weight about it. Cause, like,
well,
dude, everybody's been dinged up.
I'm just saying some things were alluded to. That is what I'm trying to say. All right, that's what I'm telling you that I heard. So
okay, I think it's fair.
I'm a bootleg insider.
poor man's Schefter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't use words like league source or anything, but you know, I'm a bootleg insider.
Look, man, you're a radio insider. How about that? There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I'm just Squidbilly.
Radio guru?
No.
Radio.
Turn your microphone off.
Good pull.
You can no longer use the microphone for the rest of the show.
Well, that's not very long because that's going to do it for us. We got to get out of here. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, myself, Allie Mack, thank you so much for being here today. Have the best weekend. The Steakhouse is coming up next. They are live from Athens. Full crew today. Steak, Sandra Golden, Drew Butler, Rusty Manziel, they are all live from Athens with superstars joining them, including Kirby Smart. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Bo, don't forget to...
Pew, pew.
Stay cool, Atlanta.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.